off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, lays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset. Good afternoon and welcome to Johnson Arena on the campus of Morehead State University for women's basketball here on the Eagle Sports Network. After a big win Thursday night over Marshall University, the Morehead State women gets back in action as they take on East Tennessee State University. The Buccaneers are 4-3 on the season, while Morehead State is 3-4, having beaten Marshall 67-64 Thursday. I'm Jason Blanton, subbing for Tom Lewis. Drew Barnett is with me this afternoon for the game one of two, as Morehead State will host a men's or women's and men's doubleheader here at Johnson Arena. Up next on our pregame show, we'll talk with Morehead State basketball coach Kayla Petrie. It's the Eagles hosting the Buccaneers this evening here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
At Johnson Arena, East Tennessee State in town to visiting the Morehead State women's basketball program. Kayla Petrie has joined us now. And, Coach, Thursday night against Marshall, a great team effort and a big home win.
How about that, man? It was such a fun win. I thought, like I said after the game, total program win for everybody. There were so many people that helped us, from our coaches that did the scout, our practice players that applied the scout, and then our prepare, you know, prepared us for the actions and then our team to actually apply it. So beyond proud of everybody. What made it even better is yesterday Marshall played the University of Florida and beat them. So is it, yeah, you look, so yeah, that, so that was a big win for us. By no means is our program where we want it to be, but I would say we're definitely trending in the right direction. We've got momentum. You know, it's a young team, so we may have some back and forth. We're going to win some. We might not should win. We may drop some. We might not should lose. But progress. I wish they would turn that down so we could hear.
But you have to be happy with the fact that if you take a look at the stat sheet, everyone contributed Thursday against Marshall.
Absolutely. I think I don't remember exactly because I've started to prep, but you know, maybe like four people in double figures. One we talked about, Paris McBride, came off the bench and had like 13. Where she, golly, I can't even focus with all that. We got the band, we got the radio, we got everybody. So I'm sorry that my mind's a little all over the place. Can I talk to you about today's game?
Yeah.
We got to guard this ball screen. So we got to make sure it's not just the two people in the ball screen that are focused, but our help side. And then we have to contain number 0 and number 12, who are downhill drivers with definitely a scorer's mentality. And here's the kicker. It's going to be hard to do because we're going to have to do that more one-on-one because they are surrounded by snipers. They're just shooters all around, and so they really thrive on the inside-out kick. And so they're really smart, really disciplined. When somebody comes to help, they kick it out. And then what's not going to show up in the stat sheets of looking at the stats of East Tennessee, but it's their offensive rebounding, okay? So what happens, they got two that average 5 or 6 rebounds, and then they have a bunch of people that average 3 or 4. They rush the rebounds. The shot goes up, and it is a flood to the basket. And so what will happen is you forget to check your man, and it's just an easy point. So none of the things that we worked on will matter if we can't keep them off the glass.
One other thing. After today, you get a break. The girls are doing the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Different schedule for you this coming week.
And we had 11 games, I believe, and no, I'm sorry, 9 games in November, right? Does that sound right? So it was since the 7th of November, it was pretty much 2 and 3 games a week. And so it'll be good to get a little rest and where we can focus more on us, you know, because the last few weeks we've been focused on somebody else and what we have to do to prepare for them. But
that's what they're here for,
yeah,
finals.
Right. And so they've got four days of finals, so we're going to give off tomorrow and Tuesday, and then Wednesday just to kind of get a little blood flowing, exercise. We'll do some stretching and some shooting, and then I believe everybody on our team is done with finals early, and so we'll get back to a regular practice schedule on Thursday.
Kayla, always a pleasure. I'm glad to sub for Tom. I think the program is going in the right direction, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.
Kayla Petrie, head coach of the Morehead State Women's Basketball Program. Back with more after this break. This is Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's $1 bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy 4 styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Moorhead State hosting East Tennessee State in women's college basketball here on the ESN with our producer back at the station, Ian Corbin. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Drew Barnett. Taking a look at the starting lineup. First for ETSU, the Buccaneers are 4-3 on the season. They've lost two in a row. 2-2 away from Brooks Gymnasium. They lost to Lipscomb on Thursday, 68-35. Brenda Mock-Brown is their head coach in her second season. She's 29-13. Last season, what a turnaround for ETSU. 25-10, the largest turnaround in Division I basketball. They'll line up this way. The forward will be Jahog Davis, 6'3 senior from Knoxville, Tennessee, 5.3 points, 6.4 rebounds per game. Kaveh Brown will be at a guard, 5'9 junior from Elizabethtown, Tennessee, 8.9 points, 3.4 rebounds per game. Courtney Moore is a guard, 5'7 junior from Gainesville, Florida, 10.5 points, 2.2 rebounds per game. Brianna Beatty, 5'8 grad student, will be a guard. She's from Worthington, Ohio. And Kendall Foley, the 5'7 junior from Lebanon, Ohio, will be another guard. So it's Foley, along with Beatty, Moore, Brown, and Davis for ETSU. For Moorhead State, they'll line up this way. Katie Novick will be a guard, 5'9 freshman, averaging 9.4 points and 4.9 rebounds, 5.4 assists, leading an assist leader in the OVC. She's from Belarus. The other guard will be Veronica Charles, 5'4 and a senior from Nigeria, 10.4 points, 3.9 rebounds per game. In the middle from France, Melissa, as they turn the lights out, Ciccaroli is 5'10 and a junior, 11.4 points, 1.9 rebounds per game. Another guard is Haley Rhodes, 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas, 8.3 points, 4.5 rebounds per game. And at the fifth guard, all five guards starting today, Blessing King, 5'10 junior from Columbus, Ohio, 5.9 points and 7.3 rebounds per game. Novick, Charles, Ciccaroli, Haley Rhodes, and Blessing. Your officials, Royce Blevins, Ivan Fulton, and Kim Crabtree. The series, Moorhead State trails in the series 7-5. In games here at Moorhead State, it's all even at 2-2. And the last meeting between these two clubs in Johnson City back on November 20th, 2022, with ETSU winning 54-35. The Buccaneers and the Eagles doing battle this afternoon at Johnson Arena. Tip-off is next here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Moorhead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Moorhead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
2 o'clock on the dot. It's ready for women's college basketball here at Johnson Arena. Moorhead State hosting ETSU. Moorhead State has won three of the last four. All three of their games have been at home. Of course, they beat Marshall in a thrilling game, 67-64 on Thursday night. Next up for ETSU, they'll be hosting Charleston Southern on December 6th at 6 o'clock, while Moorhead State off next week. To the finals, let the young ladies work on their studies, and then on the 11th, they'll be hosting Wheeling, West Virginia at 11 a.m., so it's one of the school kids' day.
Yeah.
So let the kids come out and enjoy college basketball here at Moorhead State University. Ought to be a good one, Drew Barnett.
Yeah, today it should be. ETSU coming in on a two-game losing streak. A common opponent, we both, their last game was against Lipscomb, I believe, and it was a more dominant loss. You might remember that was one of our more frustrating losses, going down there, being in the game, having a chance to win at the end and just couldn't get it done. So, again, I like our chances today, Jason. They said it could never happen, the two of us doing a game together.
That's true.
I mean, they should have known better than
this. Well, they got all of your legal trouble
right, yeah.
taken care of, so that's what we had to think about. And then
right.
we had to get the restraining order for Chuck Mirage drop.
Right, yeah.
So they're okay.
Yeah.
In fact, both clubs have played, Presbyterian and Lipscomb. Morehead State lost to Presbyterian on November 25th, 67-64. Lost
right.
to Lipscomb on 11-14, 77-73. While on the other end, ETSU beat Presbyterian 72-56 on November 19th, and of course lost to Lipscomb this past week. Moorhead
yeah.
State in the home white uniform with the blue numbers trimmed in gold. ETSU in the dark navy uniform with the gold numbers. Royce Levins, Ivan Fulton, Ken Crabtree are your officials. Roy Levins will toss it up. It'll be Blessing King at 5'10", going against Davis at 6'3". Moorhead State will go left to right on your radio dial. And we are ready for women's college basketball. The tap is controlled by Moorhead State. Novick works it up to the left side, spins. Celeroki works it to the right side to Charles. Charles goes back to Novick. Novick works off the screen of Charles. Throws around. Tapped away by Brown, but Charles gets it back. Charles down the lane. Puts it up. Contact. No call. And they'll call a whistle, and it'll be a charge against Charles.
Yeah.
Charles the other night against Marshall and against Presbyterian hasn't had her best game. Playing a little out of control early on against those two clubs.
Yeah. And again, East Tennessee State in a matchup zone defense. Moorhead State trying to drive on it, not having much success.
Foley works to the right side to Moore. Down low, the shot up by Davis is no good, and we have a foul on Moorhead State.
East Tennessee State struggled to get the ball into the paint in their last game against Lipscomb. So interesting that Moorhead, again, playing that a little bit of a pressure defense. Well, I say that after 10 seconds of watching. It looks like we're going to try and press them. So.
Novick with the foul, her first, team foul number two. Davis at the free throw line, 59% on the season. She hits the first. 6'3 senior from Knoxville, Tennessee. Averaging 5.3 points. This, lefty puts it up and good. 2-0 ETSU, 9:27 left to play here in the first quarter. Novick works left side to Charles. Charles brings up the top of the key. Wants someone to move, and they work right side to King. King to Ceccaroli. Back to Rhodes. Now up top, Novick. Charles takes it. Goes left side, Novick. She'll shoot a three, and it's good.
Yeah, and on that possession, Jason, we saw a lot more ball movement and not trying to drive against it. Real good possession.
There. Katie Novick with Morehead State's first three. That's her fifth three-pointer of the season. 3-2 Morehead State. Davis. They work it back to the left side to Foley. Foley had the screen from Davis. Now backs it back out. Morehead State in a tough man-to-man. Foley on the drive. Puts it up short. Tapped out. ETSU with the offensive rebound. Brown works it back to Foley. Foley on the drive. Kicks it back to Moore. Top the key. Now to Davis. Inside the paint. Spin. Move to the block. Puts it up. Good. Nice little turnaround jumper from Davis. 6'3". Senior has all 4 points. 4-3. Buccaneers over the Eagles. Novick works right side to Charles. Charles wants someone to screen. She wants King to screen. She'll launch a three-pointer. No, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Moore. Moore will push it up. Ciccaroli on Moore. Moore kicks it to the right side for Brown. Brown underneath, puts it up to the left hand, and it's good. So, and we're going to... Moore with her around with her first two, and Charles steps in.
Yeah, Veronica Charles was not in bounds when she caught the ball. That is, you don't get more turnovers that are more unforced than that one.
Good. Matilda Sutherland. Sutherland from Stockholm, Sweden is into the game for the first time. 5'6", and a sophomore. Morehead State, man-to-man defense on this inbounds play by ETSU. ETSU, left side, they bring it up to the top of the key. Foley angles to the right side, goes between the circles to Beatty. Beatty now finds Moore on the left wing beyond the arc. Out front, Brown. Brown wants the screen, gets the screen from Davis, takes it in, puts it up the left hand, and it's good. Brown with back-to-back buckets. 8-3, ETSU on top. Ciccaroli finds Novick. Novick setting up the play. Now cuts off. In trouble. Still in trouble. Finds King. King works to the right side to Ciccaroli. Ciccaroli gets a screen from King. He was going to go with a pick and roll, but ETSU fought it off. Ciccaroli on the drive. Tough shot up. No good. Battle for the boards. ETSU pulls it down. 7 minutes left to play. First quarter, 8-3. ETSU on top. Buccaneers set it up. They go into Davis. King got away with the push. Now Davis has it. Drives left side. Puts it up. No good. Novick with the rebound.
Good defense there to alter the shot.
Novick looks up ahead of the pack. Now angles to the right side. Gets the screen from King, goes back to King. King on the drive, puts it up off the glass. No. Rebound by ETSU. Foley across midcourt. Drives in. Pulls it back out. Now goes underneath. Puts it up. No good. Had the rebound. Gets the rebound. Now finds Moore out front. She'll launch a three. No. Ciccaroli bumps an ETSU player on the way out of bounds. It'll be Morehead State basketball.
Yeah, that three-point attempt, that was the first field goal attempt by ETSU that was not in the paint. Their plan is pretty clear. They're going to look to go inside, and they're going to try and make Morehead State stop them. Sort of a platoon change. We'll see if Morehead State changes defenses with the new lineup.
ETSU, 3-7 from the floor. Thus far, Morehead State, 1-4. And Sutherland works to the left side. The only problem, he tried to throw it to Skyler Barnes, and Barnes wasn't anywhere near it.
Yeah. Ball went one way, Skyler went the other for another turnover, unforced.
Ciccaroli stays in the game. ETSU with Moore. Moore brings it up. Sutherland on her. Directs some traffic, crosses over in the paint, kicks it. They kick it back out. Beatty, a three-point attempt, no good. Long rebound, Cotton. Jalea Cotton, 5'6 sophomore into the game from Bardstown, Kentucky, playing probably as close as she has to her hometown all season long. 7 on the shot clock. 5:40 on the first quarter clock. Shot up by Brown, no good. Rebound by Morehead State. Barnes with the rebound. She brings it back out. Works it to Paris McBride. Had an excellent game against Marshall with a career-high 13 points on Thursday night. Barnes, stop, off, illegal screen by Morehead State.
And I believe this is going to be on Rhodes. Rhodes into the game And again, we talk about changing defenses. Now in more of a matchup with Rhodes just staying put in the paint and trying to disrupt those drives to the basket.
Jaden Rhodes with her first foul. She's into the game. ETSU is on a 6-0 run. Morehead State with three turnovers in the last 3:42. Also a 3 minutes and 42 seconds scoring drought. ETSU on the left side with it. They drive. Moore works right side. Cotton. Cotton with the three. No good. Rebound. McBride. McBride pushes it up. Works right side to Sutherland. Back to McBride. McBride has ETSU still playing man-to-man. He works it to the left side. Barnes. Barnes with the three-point attempt. No good. Follow-up shot. No good by Jaden Rhodes. They bring it back out. Going to reset the offense. 14 on the shot clock. 4:44 left to go in the first quarter game clock. Into the corner. They go. Oh, I thought that could have been a walk.
Yeah.
Barnes went all around the world and shot one up and didn't get it. ETSU, offensive end, are going to slow the pace down just a little bit. Moore drives, kicks it to Beatty. Beatty will fire a three, and it's good. Brianna Beatty with her ninth three-pointer of the season. She has 3 points, and it's 11-3, an eight-point lead by ETSU. Southern goes up high. Jaden Rhodes goes in the paint, stripped away. Another turnover for Morehead State. Down the paint. All the way. Brown with the lay-in. Brown with 6 points, only averaging 8.9 on the season. 13-3, a 10-point lead by ETSU. McBride to the free throw line. Kicks it to the left side. They bring it back out front to Haley Road. Now to McBride. McBride on the drive underneath, stops, pops, puts it off the glass and in.
Morehead State's been getting to the basket, just not finishing. That was a good drive and layup.
That breaks the scoreless streak. It was 11-0 run by ETSU. Now we have a hand check foul on McBride, and we'll have immediate timeout. Media timeout comes with 3:19 to play here in the opening quarter from Johnson Arena and the FamilyLeisureCourt.com. It is ETSU 13, Morehead State 5, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
There's just something about home. Whether it's getting home at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting on the front porch visiting with friends and neighbors, there's no place like home. We love hometown community events and the special people who make this region home to each of us. That's the background to Hinton Mills Homegrown Feed. Hinton Mills Feed is made fresh in our meals daily and sourced with many ingredients grown by local farmers. Our feed is made with care by familiar faces, especially for you, our friends at home. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Regardless of the chilly temperatures outside, you'll find red-hot deals inside at Allen's IGA. USDA boneless half pork loin is just $2.49 a pound. Dole salad blend packs are specially priced at two for only $5. And a large 48-ounce carton of Breyers ice cream is just $3.99. Warm your family up with a great grocery savings at Allen's IGA in downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
3:19 left to play here in the opening quarter from Johnson Arena on the campus of Morehead State University. ETSU all over Morehead State, 13-5. And, of course, big news out of college sports this afternoon was the football playoffs as they got their final four teams. Michigan, Washington, Texas, and Alabama. Texas and Alabama winning their conference. Michigan won their conference, Washington. But that means Georgia and Florida State out of the top four.
Right. Florida State winning 13 games, but still not getting in, not getting selected.
Well, they had a trouble with their quarterback. They were down to their third-string quarterback, and I don't care what they say. They look at that. Morehead State intercepts the pass, coast-to-coast, puts it up too hard by Jaden Rose. A little better touch as Morehead State sees Kendall Foley with the rebound. Takes it all the way down. Goes left side to Beatty. Back to Foley. They spread the Eagle defense out to the right side. Another one. Works up to Beatty. Beatty's going to take it baseline. Rocks. Cut off. They work it to the corner. Another one on the drive. Puts it up as the shot clock expires. No good. Rebound. Katie Novick. Novick. Right side Charles. Charles. Back to Novick. Boy, they had the numbers for a second.
Yeah, they did.
As TSU had a player to scoot on her butt on the floor. Left side. You go. Barnes down to Charles. Charles with the three-pointer, no good. Pat for the rebound. It's ETSU coming away with it.
I like the shot. It didn't go in, but I like the shot.
Foley on the drive. Stop. Works it out front. ETSU moves the basketball so well around. They work it to Southern. Down low. Shot up. No good. Rebound by Skyler Barnes. Barnes, a 5'9 junior from Lancaster, Texas, gives it back out to Katie Novick. Novick runs over the ETSU player. No call. Spin move by Rhodes. No good on a wild shot. Rebound put back up and good by Barnes. And Barnes averaging 3.3 points per game. And she went to war there. Got the offensive rebound and put it in.
Florida State needing this one. A completely different look on defense in a matchup now. And it's been effective since the timeout.
13-7 ETSU with the lead and the basketball. Left side, three-point try, up and in by Sarah Thompson. Thompson, only playing in her sixth game, gets her first three-pointer in a 16-7 ETSU. Bailey Rose works it down low. Novick to Charles. Charles takes it to the paint, no good. Kicks it out to Rhodes, air ball, three-point land, and it'll be Morehead State basketball. Have to work on that shot selection.
I opened at the top of the key, but maybe not the one you want shooting it. Missed planet Earth there, and now Morehead State's going to keep it, I think. No, it's East Tennessee State ball.
Yeah, King Blessing will come in for Charles. Kayla Petrie was talking to Charles on her way out. Like, can you hit the barn? Or at least the side of the barn. ETSU on the drive. Knocked away out of bounds. It'll be Buccaneer basketball. Ciccaroli comes back in. She's 5'10 and a junior, averaging 11.4 points and 1.9 rebounds per game. Morehead State. Will go man-to-man on the inbounds play, knocked it out of bounds, and it'll be TSU basketball right at the end of the Morehead State bench. 46.7 seconds to play, almost thrown away. Brown drives in the paint, kicks it to the left side, up three, no good. Battle for the rebound, knocked out of bounds, last touch by ETSU. Nope, last touch by Morehead State, it'll be ETSU basketball.
And a fresh 20 on the shot clock after it hit the rim and reset. So
Foley, right at the end of the Morehead State bench, will throw it in. Works it into Brown. Brown brings it up top. Crosses over against Ciccaroli. Loses a handle on the basketball. Finds Foley. Foley, she loses a handle on the basketball. Brings it out to Moore. 9 on the shot clock. Moore, between a leg dribble. Takes Kovic and engages the basketball. Ciccaroli with the steal. To Novick. Novick with the left-handed layup. No good. Rebound. Fought for. Put back Blessing King with her first bucket.
9 seconds to play.
And back court, pressure. Foley in trouble, gets it across with 2 seconds, loses a hand on the basketball, and ETSU will not get a shot off. After one quarter basketball, it's East Tennessee State 16, Morehead State 9. We'll come back with the second quarter of action here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
East Tennessee State leading Morehead State 16-8 after one quarter of action. East Tennessee State hitting 38% from the field, 6 of 16, 33% from beyond the arc, 2 of 6, 100% from the free throw line, 2 of 2. Morehead State, on the other hand, 27% from the field, 4 of 15 overall, 1 of 5 from three-point land, not attempted a free throw. Morehead State has committed 5 turnovers, which ETSU has 6 points off those turnovers. Morehead State with 2 points off the 2 ETSU turnovers. Anytime you score a point per turnover, you're pretty good. Go ahead.
You know, Morehead State, most of their shot attempts coming from in the paint, very close in, but still shooting an atrocious percentage.
Brown works it to the right side to Cotton, who checks in for the second quarter. Brown, they work it left side. Now we'll have a walk called against Moore. Brown, Cotton, Moore, Thompson, and Davis for ETSU. Soderlund, Barnes, Sicaroli, King, and Novick for Morehead State. Novick, top of the key, working against the man-to-man defense.
Yes.
Cuts right, stops. Feeds down low to King, back out to Sicaroli. Sicaroli forces the way up, throws up a bad shot, but Morehead State luckily gets the basketball back. 8 on the shot clock. Cross court, intercepted by Southern, and we'll have a foul called against ETSU.
Yeah, kind of a Morehead State getting bailed out there because they were not in position to get any sort of a shot up. So they'll get a fresh 20 and a chance to sort of reset here.
Cotton with the foul. Her first team foul, number one, against ETSU here in the second quarter. Sicaroli, side court out, works it in to Novick. Novick, the 5'9 freshman, drives in underneath, puts it up off the glass and in. 5 points now for Novick, averaging 9.4 points per game. Full court, 2-2-1 pressure by Morehead State, 16-11. Moore works it left side. and knocked out of bounds by Morehead State.
Yeah. So it appeared that they had the press broken, but they sort of fumbled the ball, which allowed Morehead State to get back.
Cotton, 5'6", and a sophomore from Bardstown, played a couple minutes in that first quarter, starts the second quarter, still on the floor. Out front will have, fighting off the pick and having the foul, will be Jaden Rhodes.
Yeah, trying to fight through the screen. That's, fight through, a little too hard, they say. So
that is her first foul. Her second foul. First foul of the second quarter by Morehead State. Carlo Hall, 6'1", junior, into the game for the first time for Morehead State. Brown, left-hand dribble, now comes back to the left side, gets a screen from Davis. Backs again to the right side, drives in, throws it across court. They work it up front, now back to Davis. A three, up, good. Brown with her first three-pointer. She has 9 points in the first half, and it's 19-11. An eight-point ETSU lead. Novick loses a hand on the basketball and ends up tackling the ETSU player who got the steal.
Yeah.
And the foul will go against Novick. First, second, team foul, number two of this second quarter. Morehead State's just not in sync.
Not at all. Not on offense, anyway. And, again, just really struggling with the East Tennessee State. It's more or less a matchup that they're doing. Like, they show man, but then they switch off, and Morehead State tries. They've tried to drive against it, but not a whole lot of success.
Foley will inbound the basketball. ETSU will bring in the full 94 feet. Moore in backcourt comes across the timeline, crosses over, drives in the paint, puts it up from block, no good. Rebound by Hall. Hall works it off to McBride. McBride has it on the left side. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 8 minutes left to go in the first half. Nice pass to Hall from McBride. Turnaround jumper off the glass. No.
Good shot. Just didn't go in.
Rebound Davis for ETSU to Brown. Brown takes it in the paint. Comes out with Beatty. Beatty being guarded by Ciccaroli. Gets a screen from Davis. All the way underneath. Beatty with the shot up off the glass. No good. Just beats everyone to the floor. Now we have a scrap on the floor. One ETSU player, a couple Morehead State players, and the basketball will go to ETSU.
Yeah, I believe this is Morehead State on alternating possession. Or did they call a foul? No, it's Morehead State under the basket, alternating possession.
Okay.
So
McBride in backcourt. McBride hands off to Ciccaroli. She's been quiet today. Only one shot attempted here in the first half. Charles, Ciccaroli, three-pointer, good. Bunch of hurting.
She can hit them, and boy, did Morehead need that one. A good-looking shot from the perimeter by a good three-point shooter.
20th three of the season for Ciccaroli, and it's 19-14. The lead cut to five. Underneath, they bring it back out to the left side to Moore. Cross court up on top to Foley. Foley hands off to Beatty. Beatty had it almost stolen away. Go back to Moore. Moore bump from behind. No good. Takes it to the glass. Puts it up and in. Moore got contact.
Yeah.
Stopped her momentum, but still followed up. Put it up with the left hand. And now Charles.
Yeah, Veronica needs to get her shoe back on before we can get into our offense.
Haley Rhodes on the drive, puts it up and in.
Yeah. 21-16, 6:24 to go in the half.
Moore for ETSU brings it up. Now they back it up with Brown. I don't know how she got her shoe on so fast.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I couldn't do it, but if I had help.
Yeah.
Brown. Up to Beatty. Beatty goes to Davis. Nice bounce pass. Nice finish by the 6'3 Davis.
Yeah.
She has 6 points in the first half. The Knoxville Tennessee senior. 23-16. A 7-point ETSU lead. Ciccaroli works it to Rhodes. Rhodes to Charles. Carl's cut off. Brings it back out to Ciccaroli. She lost the handle on the basketball. They go to the floor, and we'll have a foul.
You know, after turning it over, it looks like Ciccaroli committed the foul, trying to dive after the ball and get it back. So another turnover for Morehead State.
Ciccaroli picks up her first, team foul number three.
And what's the turnover count up to? Is that seven or eight now?
Seven.
Okay.
Ciccaroli will check out. ETSU with the basketball. On the drive, they cut it back to the right side. Now up to Foley. Foley gets the screen up high. Goes to the left side. Brown, top of the key, takes it inside the arc, back to Foley. Foley puts it to Beatty. Beatty with eight on the shot clock, throws it away, intercepted by Haley Rose. Rose looks back toward the Southern. Pass to Charles. 5 minutes, 6 seconds left to play, first half, 23-16, ETSU by seven. Sutherland with a three-point attempt, no good. Foley with the rebound, had it taken away by Charles. Charles puts up tough contact, no good, and we have people going to the floor. Charles might be a little out of control.
Yeah, and again, Warren State continuing to get looks right underneath, but just unable to finish. Not a whole lot of uncontested shots.
Timeout on the floor, 4:55 left to play here in the second quarter. Your score, it's East Tennessee State University 23, Morehead State 16. Back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
It's that time of year again. It's the annual enrollment period for Medicare. Have you recently discovered that your health care provider is no longer in your network? Call us at 606-780-1387 to see what options you have. We are your local Medicare Resource Center at the Porter Group Insurance. That's 606-780-1387 or find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
.455 left to play here in the first half from Johnson Arena. ETSU 23, Morehead State 16. Breaking news, the high school ranks. Paintsville girls coach Les Trimble has resigned. So they'll be finding a new basketball coach. He won a couple of all-A 15th regions and made it to the state tournament one time as the 15th region representative. Les, graduate of.
Have they reached out to you yet?
I don't know. I'm still waiting on the football job
here. Yeah.
I was kidding Kelly Wells today if he heard anything about a football job.
Yeah.
I won't tell you what he said. No, he didn't say anything back. I've never heard you, Kelly, right. Say anything back.
He insists that I'm not, like, he just insists that he doesn't know what if one's open or not whenever I ask.
Beatty on the drive, kicks it to the corner to Moore. Moore up top to Foley. I think Chuck ought to be the leading candidate. He's coached for 20 years up in the radio booth.
Yeah.
Foley, left side three, no.
Yeah.
Strong rebound.
This is a big possession for Moorhead to try and get it down the five, despite the poor shooting so far.
Strong rebound by Barnes. Now, Haley Rhodes out front, going to run the offense, kicks it to the right side. To Skylar Barnes, to Sutherland, now left side to Haley Rhodes. Rhodes at the free throw line. Works to the right side. The Barnes almost lost it. Ciccaroli with 2 seconds. Forced one up. Not even close. She had to force it up before the shot clock went off.
And again, Morehead can't really get into anything and didn't get a good look because they didn't run anything.
Brown works to the right side of Foley. Foley, and now we'll have a double dribble call.
Yeah, that's it's the second time we've seen that call today.
Kendall Foley with the turnover. That is turnover number 3 for Foley, number 6 for ETSU.
Yeah.
They have 3 turnovers in the last 2 minutes and 13 seconds. Morehead State hasn't scored in the last 2:39. Let's see if Morehead State can get on the board. Sutherland, a 3, no good. Tap out, no good. Rebound, ETSU. Beatty, up to Moore, now to Foley, backs it out. 3:33 left to play here in the second quarter. ETSU on top, 23-16. We've been stuck on that for a while.
Yeah.
Foley, right side 3, no good. Sutherland with the rebound for Morehead State.
So Morehead's had chances to cut into this lead and has not been able to do it. Empty possessions their last 4.
Novick works it to the right side. To Barnes, now to Rhodes. Rhodes, top of the key, crosses over, in the paint, spin move, kicks it to the corner, Sutherland, a 3, good.
That was nice, a drive and dish to an open Sutherland who knocked it down. It's always nice when you knock it down.
Sutherland with her 12th three-pointer of the season, 23-19, that cuts the lead down to 4 with 2:45 to play here in the second quarter. Left side. A 3 by Moore, no good. Nice strong rebound by Blessing King.
She missed it, but man, was she open.
Sutherland out front. Novick wants the screen, gets the screen, drives to the free throw line.
Good pass.
Nice give and go. Put it up. Blessing King. She gets the easy 2.
And hopefully Moorhead coming to life here. That's 2 great possessions in a row where they got baskets off of assists.
2-2-1, 3-quarter court press.
And
now Moorhead State.
And we have a timeout.
Yep, timeout.
To avoid the turnover.
ETSU, 2:16 left to play. Here in the first half, it's 23-21. Moorhead State as close as they've been here.
Since I think it was 2-0,
yeah.
So a bit of a flurry here, but the last 2 possessions, it looked like they were finally snapping out of the funk. They were, you know, they sort of ran the offense. The ball movement was really good. Both of the baskets came off of assists. So
Morehead State hitting 36% from the field, ETSU 38.
Yeah, so neither team shooting particularly well.
Each team 3 of 10 from three-point land. Morehead State, 7 turnovers. ETSU was 6.
Yeah, so a pretty even game when you look at the when you look at everything statistically. It's been a bit of a rock fight.
Sarah Thompson into the game along with Beatty, Davis, Foley, and Brown. Brown takes it in backcourt, brings it to the top of the key, angles to the right side, finds Beatty. Beatty to Moore. Moore with a left-hand dribble. Bump. No call. They put it up. No good. Rebound by Moorhead State's Barnes.
Not scoring out of the timeout.
Barnes to Ciccaroli. Now to Novick. Novick gets the screen, top of the key, drive, and runs over the player. And she'll be called for her 3rd foul of this first half.
Yeah, for a second I thought she'd gotten away with it. It was a bit of a late whistle. I think that was the correct call.
4th team foul against Morehead State in this quarter. Morehead State a little late trying to get Novick out.
Yeah, so still on the floor. You don't want her to pick up the 4th here.
Foley in backcourt. Drives top of the key.
And
underneath, puts it up. No good. And we'll have a blocking foul on Barnes. I don't know about that one either.
Yeah.
Barnes looked to be set. She might have been inside the
that was
yard.
She was inside the in the restricted area, and that belongs to the offense. If that had been out on the open floor, I don't think that's a foul, and it might even be an offensive foul.
Foley will go to the free throw line. The foul was on Barnes. That's her second. Team foul number five, so ETSU will be shooting free throws. Final 143. Foley, 64% on the season, hits the first. That's her first point. From 11 Ohio, averaging 12.4 points per game. Hits the second free throw. She's 2 of 2, 5'7 junior.
So free throws, 4 of 4. And the two players that have taken free throws, not good free throw shooters on the season, but they've hit them all today.
Charles back in for Morehead State. Top of the key on the dribble drive. Solo and a three.
Splash.
Good. That's her second three of this first half, her 13th of the season. Ciccaroli will be called for the bump.
And it wasn't much of a bump.
She had a nice glare.
Yeah.
To Ivan Fulton. I wonder if you glare in French.
Right.
He said she's from France. I wonder if I had that French glare. So she wasn't very happy. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. I don't blame her.
Brown to the free throw line. For two free throws, 1:27 left to play. On its way, no good.
And that's the first miss from the stripe for East Tennessee State today. Again, ETSU shooting for the rest of the quarter. Just one team foul on them. So
both teams playing hard defense. Seems weird.
Both, but didn't get the rebound.
Rebound by Beatty out front, left side. Thompson, switch on the three. And first, second three of this first half.
That should never happen. You can't give up an offensive rebound on a missed free throw.
Sutherland brings it out to Charles. Thompson's not played, but in five games this season.
Yeah.
He said she from Gate City, Virginia, which is right across the border. Ciccaroli. Hands up to Charles. Charles takes it all the way against the double team. Brings it back out to Ciccaroli. A three. No.
And this is a shot clock violation. It did not hit the rim.
They just look out of sync.
Yeah, they did. They actually somehow got an open look. Ciccaroli was open as time was running down on the shot clock, but was a little bit rushed and just missed the rim.
Paris McBride will come in. Also coming in, Jaden Rhodes, to go along with Charles, Haley Rhodes, and King. Full court pressure. King harassing Moore.
And we've seen a lot of fouls, a lot of non-shooting fouls called on Morehead State. And again, not a lot of
King.
Almost no contact at all there. But
gets her first foul. It looked like the offensive player, which was Brown, is extending the forearm.
Mm-hmm.
So Ciccaroli will come back in. Rhodes will go out.
And you got to wonder, I mean, that's making the press really ineffective because you can't pressure or trap. They've been calling the fouls.
41.7 seconds to play here in the first half. 28-24, ETSU over Morehead State. Brown to the free throw line for two. No good. They hit the first four, but missed the last three free throws.
I know, yeah. So I'm glad I pointed out that they were 4 of 4.
Yeah. Good job. The curse of three.
Yeah.
Second free throw. Good. For Brown, now 1 of 4 from the free throw line. 7 points in the first half for Brown. Morehead State, the basketball up the floor. Novick between the circles. Crosses over, backs out. 30 seconds to play, 20 on the shot clock. Novick takes up the dribble, finds Ciccaroli. Ciccaroli cuts back to the right side. Had it almost stripped away. Loses it, gets it back. Looks to the Charles with nine. Charles on the drive. Picks it up, block. And we'll have the foul.
And are they going to say she was shooting, or are they calling this on the floor? It looks like they're going to give her free throws. So.
Yep, going to give her two free throws. Brown picks up her first, only the second foul against TSU this half, Drew.
Yeah, it is. Both this quarter.
Charles.
So a bit of a discrepancy in fouls being called here.
Charles hits the first one, 82% on the season. 5'4 senior from Nigeria via Stony Brook. Second one is also good. McBride in, also coming into the game is Rhodes, Haley Rhodes.
Yeah, and again, 16.9 remaining here. You don't want them to score. You want to go in within three.
Brown on the drive, triple key, back tip, but King knocked it a little further. If it was two players on that,
right,
it probably would have been a steal, but the three players on that, Kayla Petrie pleading her case to Royce Blevins.
Yeah, and Morehead State staying in the full court pressure despite how tight they've been calling it on the traps. I thought they were going to whistle another foul there.
Out front, Brown for ETSU, crosses over, seven on the shot clock, or seven on the game clock. Foley with it on the drive, floater from five, rims out, no good. Davis with the rebound, put back good. So the first two goes to Davis, the last two goes to Davis. She has 8 points and at the half.
All in the paint. Well, all in the paint and then the two free throws.
31-26, ETSU on top of Morehead State. We'll come back, take a look at the scoring, take a look at the foul situation, have our MSU halftime feature, and then we'll take a look at what's going around the Ohio Valley Conference. Once again, at the half, it's Morehead State throwing ETSU 31-26. I'm Jason Blanton along with Drew Barnett, and this is the Eagle Sports Network.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. We're at the half with ETSU leading Morehead State by the score of 31-26. Jason Blanton along with Drew Barnett back at the station. Turning the dials, our one and only engineer, Ian Corbin. Chuck Ross will be. You helping Chuck set the game?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chuck will be with us here in a few moments as Morehead State will battle.
They're doubling my pay because I'm doing both games.
Oh, okay, so you're getting paid today.
Well, whatever double of zero is, I don't know.
I thought you paid them to do that.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Morehead State, man, will be hosting Chattanooga. Morehead State 5-3 on the season. Chattanooga 5-2. Drew, that could be an interesting game.
Yeah, it really could.
Morehead State not doing very well here in the girls' game. ETSU with 9 turnovers. Morehead State with 4 points off those turnovers. But it's just been a lopsided way of playing in this first half. ETSU led 16-9 after the first quarter. Morehead State outscored ETSU 17-15 in the second quarter, and ETSU leading 31-26 at the half. Taking a look at the scoring for ETSU, Brown with 10 points, Davis with 8, 6 points to Thompson off the bench, 3 points to Beatty, 2 points to Moore, 2 points to Foley. Cotton, Sutherland, Puckett all played and did not score. For Morehead State in the first half, the Eagles led by 6 points. Sutherland off the bench, 5 points to Novick, 4 points to Blessing King, and that was on 2 straight buckets. Sekiroli with 3, 2 to Charles, 2 to Haley Rose, 2 to Ferris McBride, and 2 to Skyler Barnes. Jaden Rhodes and Hall all played but did not score. Foul situation for ETSU. Moore with 1, Cotton with 1. They only had 2 in the whole first half. For Morehead State, 3 to Novick, 2 to Barnes, 2 to Charles, 2 to Sicaroli, 1 foul to King, 1 foul to McBride, and 1 foul to Rose. Once again, 6 points to Sutherland leading Morehead State, 10 points to Brown leading ETSU, and at the half, it's ETSU leading Morehead State 31-26. Coming up next on our halftime report, we'll go back to the station and we'll have our MSU halftime feature, and then we'll come back, take a look at whatever we can come up with. and get ready for the second half. Once again, 31-26, ETSU over Morehead State, and this is the Eagles Sports Network.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
The
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Smith Morrill, joined by Lisa Musa-Guido, professor of art at MSU. Lisa, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
So in addition to teaching art, you're also a co-advisor for InScape. Can you tell us what InScape is?
InScape's been around at the university since the 1950s, so it's a great tradition. Its official title is InScape Literary and Visual Arts Journal, and it is a joint-sponsored publication with the Department of English and Modern Languages and the Department of Communication, Media, Art, and Design. And it's an excellent opportunity for students to get experience publishing their work. That can be literary or visual and design. And also the literary side is student-run, student-led editorial board.
What kind of work do students submit? I'm thinking as far as the art, what kind of mediums, and then as far as the literary portion, what are they writing?
The art, we have a cover design contest, so we have students who will design a cover and then it becomes published. Literary, we have fiction, poetry, nonfiction, and then for the interior of the publication in terms of art, we have really any visual medium.
And what is the benefit to students on campus who participate?
So students who are published, obviously this is scholarly creative productions research. It's a resume line. It's a great way to get their work out there for people to see it. It can help them get into graduate school, could assist with future opportunities. And then because we have the student-led editorial board, they're getting all kinds of experience curating work that goes into it. They work, students work together to select pieces and figure out how things are going to be laid out in the publication.
And where could people find past issues of InScape?
Every copy of InScape that exists that we had a copy of has been scanned. Those are uploaded as PDFs into ScholarWorks, and if people go to Morehead State University InScape, if you just Google that, we have our own website for that, and you can download those copies for free.
And when are submissions due?
So submissions are due January 26th for all three competitions, and then in the spring we will have our reception, and that the dates are all online.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest Lisa Musa-Guido. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY Morehead State Public Radio.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For new Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right. Oh, I like it. So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
New Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio, Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
East Tennessee State 31, Morehead State 26 here at intermission. While we have time, let's step out 10 seconds for station identification here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Other action involving Ohio Valley Conference teams is Kentucky leading Tennessee Tech 66-61 with 49 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. SIU Edwardsville leading Northern Illinois 48-39 with 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. And it's Akron over Tennessee State 27-21 at the half. Here at Johnson Arena, it's ETSU 31, Morehead State 26. We'll come back. We'll have the second half of action after this one-minute break. This is the Eagles Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Plumbingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
ETSU on top of Morehead State. The Buccaneers lead the all-time series 7-5. Games played in Morehead. Morehead State tried to break a 2-2 tie. And of course, the last meeting was in Johnson City 1 year ago, November 20th, with ETSU winning 54-35. Next action for Morehead State, December 11th. Against Wheeling, West Virginia, that's 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock tip-off, breakfast at Johnson Arena.
Yeah.
Just tell them, just go on and order breakfast. Right. Tell them Chuck and Drew's going to buy breakfast for everybody who comes to the game.
Half of those people will. It won't be me.
You mean both people?
Yeah.
Okay. So it'll be ETSU with the basketball to start this second half. Brown, Moore, Beatty, Foley, and Davis starting five. Moore on the right side, looks low for Davis, gets a screen from Davis. They bring it up to Foley. Foley back to Moore. Moore on the drive, underneath, all the way up. Tried the reverse shot up, no good. Sutherland with the rebound. Charles Sutherland, Ciccaroli, Haley Rhodes, and King, the five starters of the second half for Morehead State. Charles on the drive, all the way underneath, cut off, brings it up to Rhodes. King puts it up and in.
Good start to the half for Moorhead. A good defensive stop and then a good layup after running their offense.
King with 6 points. 31-28. ETSU on top. Buccaneers with the basketball. Down on the drive. Foley puts it up. No good. Rebound Brown. Brown backs it back out.
Rebounding becoming an issue for Morehead State.
Brown goes from the left to the right side out front. Drives all the way down. Gives it to Davis, who's double-teamed. They whirl it around to the left corner. A three-ball shot by Beatty is no good. Long rebound by Rhodes for Morehead State. Works it off left side to Charles. 8.5 left to play here in the third quarter. Charles takes it to the free throw line. Stops. Brings it out. Floats it to Ciccaroli. Ciccaroli works to Haley Rhodes. Rhodes gets the screen from King, drives in, LeBlanc, turn around, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound by Beatty. Beatty had it stolen away by Charles. Charles to Ciccaroli. She'll fire a three. Banks it home.
I don't think she called it. Playground, yeah. That doesn't count, but here it does.
Banks
we're
are
tied up 31.
Banks are open on Sunday in Moorhead. Yeah. 31-31 with 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Foley angles to the right side, works it left side to Moore. Moore off the screen, drives, puts it up. Good. That was just a hard-fought move for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, just went in, got position in the post where she wanted it, and put it in.
Four for Courtney Moore, 33-31.
Oregon State's spreading the floor here.
I think they're trying to. Well, that was a walk. was a walk.
So spreading the floor. East Tennessee State not going for it, staying in that packed defense of theirs. Moore trying to drive on it, and as you mentioned, walking.
Jaden Rhodes comes into the game. One more. Sutherland. Oh, Barnes also checked in. ETSU after the turnover with the basketball. They work it left side off the hands of Moore. Turnover for ETSU.
Yeah, not really forced there, just a really bad pass.
Turnover number 11 for ETSU. 33-31. Buccaneers over the Eagles. Third quarter action, 7:15 on a rolling clock. Glad to have you with us. Jason Wallen with Drew Barnett. Sutherland on the drive inside the arc. They bring it back out front to Charles. Charles has open lane and brings up to Ciccaroli. Ciccaroli drives in. Reverse shot, no good. Rebound Davis for ETSU. Brown brings it to the offensive end. Foley sets her feet, shoots the three. No.
Yeah.
And go off. And goes to Morehead State.
I think that barely grazed the iron, but out of bounds to Morehead State here. Morehead now looking to drive and dish, at least Veronica Charles, on the last couple possessions this half.
Charles walks it across to Big Eagle Head. Looks at Sutherland on the right side. Ciccaroli in between the circles. Left side Barnes. Barnes from the block brings it out to Sutherland. She puts it down on a low dribble, and it's taken away by Foley. Now she, Sutherland ties up Foley, and on the alternating jump ball or the Morehead State basketball. Morehead State got a break there.
They really did. And again, trying to drive the basket and dish it out. The problem is on the dish outs, Morehead State's having trouble handling the possessions.
Second Rowley. About three quarters on the sidelines. Works it off to Charles. Charles to the left-hand dribble, 25 on the shot clock. Works it to the left side. Now pulls up, eight-footer no good, and she'll have the foul on Foley. Foley picks up her third foul. Team foul number one of this second half.
Yeah, and be a really good free-throw shooter, so a chance to pull Morehead State even here. First foul of the second half. You mentioned the foul discrepancy or this disparity in the first half.
Two free throws for Veronica Charles, 5'4 senior, 82% coming in. 2 of 2 in the first half. Make it 3 of 3 for the game. 33-32, ETSU with a 1-point lead. Charles could tie it right here. And she does. 33-33.
Full court pressure here by Morehead State.
Foley brings it across, gets a nice hard screen out front to the right side. Thompson pulls it away. Nice job. Ciccaroli had the hands up, got the steal. Barnes on the other end.
Way up. Transition, can't finish.
Rebound by Jaden Rose.
Another missed layup by Morehead State.
Beatty works it off to Brown. To Beatty, now to Foley. Foley on the drive, puts her head down. Throws one up, no good. Loose ball batted around. ETSU
and
gets the timeout instead of losing the possession because it was a one-on-two situation.
Right.
And we'll have immediate timeout with 5:44 left to play. Here in the third quarter, it's ETSU 33, Morehead State 33. Back after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
It's never a bad time to count your blessings. One of our blessings is being able to serve you. Thanks for the opportunity. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Regardless of the chilly temperatures outside, you'll find red-hot deals inside at Allen's IGA. USDA pork baby back ribs are specially priced for just $2.99 a pound. Two large bottles of fresh-squeezed Our Family orange juice, only $7. That's right, two large jugs of fresh orange juice, just $7. And the large 48-ounce carton of Ben & Jerry's ice cream is only $3.99. Warm up your family with the great grocery savings at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Morehead State 33, ETSU 33, 5:44 left to play in the third quarter. ETSU on a scoring drought over the last 2 minutes and 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Morehead State with 12 field goals in the last 2 minutes and 35 seconds. So I don't know, what do you want, a scoring drought or no field goals?
Right. Well, I take the no field goals over the scoring drought. At least Morehead State's gotten some points at the line. And for most of the game, especially since the first media timeout, I really like what Morehead State's done defensively. From that point on, we've outplayed them ever since that first media timeout. You just like to see them get the offense going. A lot of really close-in shots right in the paint that just haven't gone down.
ETSU with the basketball. They get it into Foley on the left wing beyond the arc. Up to Brown. Brown gets the screen. Drives. Cut off. Throws one across court to the left side. A three ball up. Rattles around and goes in.
Right as I say that.
By Beatty. Beatty with her second three. Averaging 7.1 points per game. She has 6 points. 36-33 ETSU. Veronica Charles
has got to move the ball.
Goes inside. 18-footer from the right wing. No good. Thompson with the rebound to Foley. Foley pushes it up the head. Has a clear lane. They go down low. Shot up. Wild shot up.
A good shot.
By Dowling.
Yeah.
It's no good.
So Morehead State again spreading the floor, or trying to.
Rhodes on the right side. Haley on the drive. Works it left-handed, backs her way in, turnaround jumper, no good. Battle for the rebound, Brown has it for ETSU.
You know, backed her down onto the high post, really, but then just couldn't nail the shot.
Brown on the drive, left-handed, no good, rebound King. King goes to Ceccaroli. Ceccaroli wants Charles to come and help.
Yeah, somebody else to bring the ball up, really. But
Ceccaroli works right side, Southern to Charles. Charles works right side, goes inside the arc, now backs it back out. She will set up the offense. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Works left, goes right, passes it to King. King underneath, puts it up short. Rebound Foley of ETSU. 4 minutes left to play here in the third quarter. Foley works it to Brown. Brown will shoot a three, no good. Battle for the rebound, goes out of bounds. It'll be Morehead State basketball. Timeout on the floor, 4:02 left to play here in the third quarter. Your score, East Tennessee State 36, Morehead State 33. You're listening to Women's College Basketball here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Back at Johnson Arena, the FamilyLeisure.com court. Jason Bland, Drew Barnett, back in the studios. The one and only Ian Corbin. Moorhead State, one of his last seven, and through a scoring drought of 223, still only trails ETSU by three, 36-33, with 4:02 left to play here in the third quarter.
And just all afternoon, Jason, Moorhead State has struggled to get good shots. They managed to get it into the paint, but they've all been contested because the matchup that ETSU's in, it just collapses on them. So it will be interesting to see if we make any sort of adjustment out of the media timeout here.
2-1-2 offensive set as Novick brings it down. Southern now has it in between the circles. Angles to the left side. Ciccarelli. Ciccarelli gets the screen from King. A give and go down low underneath. Back out to Southern. The three, no good.
Didn't
rebound.
Go in. We're going to have a foul.
Yeah,
a
foul on ETSU.
Yeah. I didn't see it. It looked like ETSU player hit the floor, but I guess there was contact before that. So
Moorhead State brings the basketball way out front between the circles. Southern on the drive, kicks it to the left corner to Novick. Brings it to the paint. 8-foot jumper, no good. Battle for the rebound.
So that possession, Moorhead ended up with two really good shots, but couldn't hit either one of them.
Brown brings it to Thompson. Brown again to the free throw line, drives, straighten up, puts it up, rolls around and goes in.
And lead back out to five. The way this game's been, it feels almost like it's double that.
12 points now for Brown, 38-33. Novick works right side to Barnes, who takes the dunk.
Just lost her footing in another turnover.
TSU with the basketball, Cotton brings it up to Davis. To the right side, three-point tip is up and good.
And Moorhead getting a timeout, and right, understandably so. So a flurry for ETSU out of the media timeout to stretch the lead from three out to now eight.
A 30-second timeout called by Moorhead State with 2:42 to play.
Yeah.
As it's been an 8-0 run by ETSU. Yeah. Moorhead State hasn't scored in 3:43.
They really haven't. The one possession they had since the timeout, I liked what we did. It looks like we got two really good shots. The thing that can be so maddening about basketball is that you can get a good shot, but if it doesn't go in, you still this where we haven't gotten many good shots. So I don't know if this is a sort of a momentum adjustment timeout, or if we're going to make an adjustment on the court here.
It's really hard game to dictate because no one can take control.
But they can't.
So, you know, other day against Marshall, it was a really battle and scrappy. This one, been kind of more wild and more loose.
Yeah.
Morehead State with the basketball down 41-33. Novick had it almost picked clean.
Yeah.
Novick gets it into the offensive end, spins around, works it high post to King. Blessing, hands off Ciccaroli. Now right side to Rhodes.
And just turns it over.
Oh, and we have a player tumbling out of bounds.
And this is a bad break for Morehead State. First they lost the ball, and then Novick picking up her fourth foul, I believe.
Yep, Novick four.
And under really unfortunate circumstances, had we not lost the ball, it wouldn't have led to the loose ball foul.
So the first foul on Morehead State in the third quarter. I was laughing because the referee, Kim Crabtree, tossed the ball to Cotton. She wasn't even looking. She almost lost it, almost got hit.
Yeah.
Now we have a foul on Morehead State. Coach Petrie is upset.
Right, and this is on the floor, so no free throws.
Haley Rhodes with her first, team foul number two. 2:11 left to play here in the third quarter. Brown stops, goes between the circles to Cotton. Cotton to Thompson, inside Davis, turn around against a double team, no good. Nice save by Morehead State's King. Gets it to Charles. Charles running down the right side, crosses over, goes to Ciccaroli. Ciccaroli brings it back to Charles. She would have pumped that one and got that shot. That the crowd would have went wild. Charles,
we're
going to
have a tie-up, I think. Yeah, and this will give the ball to East Tennessee State. A good defensive play.
She's forcing the issue.
Yeah, as V tried to drive the basket and just got tied up as she tried to do so. Winston continuing to try to drive on the ETSU defense.
Three turnovers for Charles alone this afternoon. An 8-0 run by ETSU, where it stays 0 for its last seven. ETSU with the basketball. Cotton works right side to Thompson. Thompson to Brown. Brown top of the key, drives inside, kicks it left side to Thompson. Thompson to the post player. They put it up and good. And that is Downing. Megan Downing with her first two. 6'2 sophomore, averaging only 1.3 points per game. She has two, and it's 43-33. That ties the biggest lead of the game for ETSU.
Morehead State really needs a basket here.
Southern steps back, 18-footer, no good.
Yeah.
Rebound, Sutherland. Sutherland. Oh, she kicked it off the foot and traveled.
And 43-33, 52 seconds remaining in the quarter. Morehead State empty on what feels like their last dozen possessions or so. It's not quite that many, but it's been a while.
It's a 10-0 run.
Yeah.
0 for the last 8, 1 for the last 10.
Yeah.
A scoring drought of 5 minutes and 30 seconds. 5 minutes and 32 seconds. Almost half the quarter.
Right.
It is half the quarter. Sutherland, left side, drives baseline, cut off by Moore. Up Ciccaroli with 15 on
way
the shot
off
clock, and she shoots it out of bounds. It'll be ETSU basketball.
And that's a little perplexing. She's a good shooter. She was at the top of the key. I don't know if she just hurried it or what, but again, an air ball from an open shooter. That's a pretty good shooter.
Yeah. With 19 three-pointers on the season.
Yeah.
But then you take a look, she's only hitting 50% from the free-throw line.
Yeah.
So you kind of wonder.
Right. Yeah.
Foley to the free-throw line on the drive, takes Rhodes down, puts her up, and it's good.
Yeah, and East Tennessee State, since the halfway point of this quarter, has absolutely taken over the game.
Down low, Charles.
Charles drives again, not running any sort of an offense.
5 seconds. Brown, 4 seconds. Had it batted away. With 1.9 seconds left, ETSU with the basketball.
They will get the chance to inbound from right under the basket. And again, 2 seconds to try and do something.
Foley Gets it in to Moore. Long three. Goes if it counts. If it goes, no good. And after three quarters of action, it's ETSU 45, Moorhead State 33. We'll come back with the fourth quarter after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hardee's newest handcrafted recipe, candied bacon, coated with caramelized brown sugar and a hint of pepper. Try it on a made-from-scratch breakfast biscuit with egg and cheese, or with charbroiled Angus beef on a signature Frisco burger, or as its own salty sweet snack pack. Any time of day, candied bacon brings savory sweetness to all your favorite things. At Hardee's, goodness in the making. For a limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
Attention veterans, we would like to take the time to say a big thank you for your service. If you're a Medicare beneficiary, contact us at the Porter Group Insurance at 606-780-1387 to discover the benefits of a veteran's Medicare health insurance plan. We are your local Medicare Resource Center. Again, that's 606-780-1387 for more information.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Moorhead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorhead.com.
East Tennessee State University 45, Moorhead State 33 as we head into the fourth quarter. That is the biggest lead of the game thus far for ETSU. ETSU also on its longest run of the game at 12-0. Moorhead State went the final 6 minutes and 50 seconds of that third quarter without a point.
Yeah.
Didn't go well.
Yeah, Moorhead State just 12 of 40 from the field today.
33-33, and yeah. It was 12-0 run. I mean, we battled back, and we tied it up, and then the offense went off.
Yeah.
Sekiroli, Charles. I thought they wanted to touch you there. Sekiroli, Charles Sutherland. Haley Rhodes. Yeah, so Jaden Rhodes.
Yeah, and this is Sacramento standing right in front of us here.
Man, she was wiping her hands off. I thought she, oh, it's Drew Bardet. Yeah. It's Drew Bardet. Charles on the drive, top of the key, works it to the right side. Sutherland to Sekiroli. Sekiroli, we can't play this fast-paced game. Yeah. We can't shoot well. Haley Rhodes underneath, crossover, puts it up, no good. Rebound by Beatty.
Good job getting to the basket, but again, cannot finish the layup.
Foley stops, pops, no good. Long rebound. Charles saves it. Moorhead State has the numbers. Charles has to slow it down. Got a little too fast for himself. Charles to Sekiroli between the circles. Sekiroli acts, goes to the left side, back right. Drives underneath, good. Puts it up, good.
And finally breaks the scoring drought after over 6 minutes.
6 points, nope, 8 points now for Sekiroli. 45-35, 10-point lead for ETSU. Foley between the circles to Moore, left side Beatty. They try to throw it down low, and Rhodes, who let her person get in front of her, yeah, will be called for the foul. Jaden Rhodes picks up her first, team foul number one of the fourth quarter. Novak will come back in with four fouls. Blessing King will come back in. Charles and Jaden Rhodes will go out. Foley inbounds it for ETSU underneath the bucket to the left side. Gets it in. The shot up. Good by Brown. Took it to the left side.
Yeah, just drove drove it to the basket. Pulled up Scott. Shot. Nailed it.
47-35. ETSU in control on a Sunday afternoon. Morehead State men will take on Chattanooga in the second game. Down low. Haley Rhodes puts up the shot. No good. And we'll have two free throws. That'll be free throw number 5 and 6 for Morehead State.
Yeah, only shot 4.
You know what? Not many free throws shot at all.
Right.
We're 9 of 12 going into these two free throws. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I've had that in like in a half a quarter.
And a couple big ones to try and get the lead back down to 10.
Rhodes, 64%. Haley, 5'11 sophomore. Free throw up, no good. Have to hit them when you get them.
Right, you do.
First free throw missed by Morehead State this afternoon. 47-35. 8:25 left to play. Pretty good crowd on hand on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it has been a good crowd.
Got the band here and everything. Second free throw. Rolls around and goes in. As long as we got Rocky and Barb here, we'll be okay. King in backcourt. Works it to Cotton. Cotton hits a screen from Davis. Works to the right side. I think they'll be happy to take some time off the clock with each possession. Moore gets a screen from Davis. Drives all the way underneath. Stops at the block. Brings it back out to Cotton. Cotton gets a screen from Davis. Stops. Goes all the way across court. To Moore, she'll shoot a three-pointer. No good, tapped out.
And he can't get the rebound, Morehead State, so ETSU gets it with a fresh shot clock.
15 on the shot clock, 7:45 left to go on the game clock. Out front, Brown. Brown gets the screen from Davis at the top of the key. Works it off to the left wing. On the drive, they give it the kick and, the give and go to Davis. First shot blocked by Ciccaroli, and Ciccaroli will bring it up. Give it to Charles. Charles on the drive. Stops. Brings it out to Haley Rhodes. Rhodes, a 15-footer. Good.
Yeah.
5 points now for Haley Rhodes.
And a good sequence there for Morehead State to get the turnover, then come down and get the bucket.
47-38. Morehead State within 9. Novick. Let's Cotton get through because Novick's playing with 4 fouls.
Right.
Haley Rhodes on the Cotton right now out front. Morehead State man-to-man. Charles on Brown. A couple of zeros battling each other. That's what they usually say about us.
Right, yeah.
Haley Rhodes.
Yeah.
Gets it across. Ciccaroli now to Charles. Charles to the free throw line. Backs it back out. Works it to the right side to Ciccaroli. Ball on her hip. Works it back left side to Haley Rhodes. Rhodes goes to Kovic. On the drive, shot up, no good. She gets her own rebound and gets it out to Charles. Charles, a three, and it's good.
Big break there for Morehead State. Not a good shot. The shot clock didn't reset. They kicked it out to Charles, who drained the three.
Full court pressure, 7 points for Charles. 47-41, as close as Morehead State's been in a while.
And again, the offense starting to sputter to life here on the last few possessions.
Morehead State on a 6-0 run. They've cut the lead to 47-41. Brown out front on the drive. 15-footer straight away. Good.
Tough shot. It went in. It's contested. Just a pull-up. Hit the rim, hit the backboard, hit the rim again, and then went down.
Brown with 16 points. 49-41. An 8-point lead. Ciccaroli almost lost it out of bounds. Ciccaroli. Novick. Gets the right side screen.
Novick
set the feet, shoots the three, no good. Nice, strong rebound.
Really good rebound there.
By King.
Yeah, by Blessing to give Morehead another chance.
It was a true blessing.
Yeah.
So Charles underneath, tries the reverse shot, no good.
Blessing again going to work.
King brings it out to
Haley. Four to shoot. I don't know if Haley knows it.
She drives, puts it up, no good, and she gets bailed out. Morehead State gets bailed out, and a foul on Beatty.
Bailed out is right. They had really nothing going there. was good defense, but whistled for the foul for just a little too much physicality. So Morehead State going to the line for two.
Line change in ETSU. I like this Blessing.
Yeah.
Blessing team. She reminds me of a player we had at one time, Ashar Harris, that could rebound and play some offense. But yeah. Ashar was like leading the country in rebound.
Really?
Yeah. She was a little bigger than
Blessing King getting a couple big offensive rebounds on this possession and draining the free throw there.
Haley Rhodes. So Rhodes gets a free throw.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's Haley Rhodes shooting.
One more by Haley. 49-42, cut it to six, and she does.
Yeah, two big ones there.
Of course, Blessing King comes out of the Columbus area. John Bozeman, assistant coach, was the last Morehead State real true star to come out of the Columbus area. Foley brings the basketball down. Her 12 up by six with 5 minutes to play.
And a foul here on Skylar Barnes.
Just a little over-aggressive.
Yeah, just the third, so not a shooting foul. And it... media timeout. I didn't realize how much time was left. So 4:59 to go in the game. Morehead State has cut it to six, 49-43.
We'll come back on the Eagles Sports Network.
Cheering for a sausage patty sizzling to perfection. It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Other action involving Ohio Valley Conference teams this afternoon. SIU Edwardsville battling Northern Illinois 73-61 with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Akron and Tennessee State tied at 45-45 in the fourth quarter. And earlier today, it was Kentucky beating Tennessee Tech 73-67. Of course, Morehead State in action right here at Johnson Arena, trailing 49-43. Morehead State back in action on November 11th.
December 11th,
which is next Monday against Wheeling, West Virginia. That's an 11 o'clock tip-off. Ian Corbin will be in front of the building at 9 o'clock signing autographs. So come on out
and
get your Ian Corbin autograph.
Yeah. Yep.
49-43, ETSU with the basketball. It's supposed to be Jeff, but Jeff Ray decided to get Ian the chance. Down low, shot up, no good. And we'll have a foul on Morehead State. Fourth foul of the quarter against the Eagles.
You need to get a couple and then sell those on eBay.
Yeah.
Eaton Corbin autographs.
Two free throws. First one up and good. Courtney Moore scoring. Nope, not Courtney Moore. Excuse me. Downing. Megan Downing.
Yeah.
2 of 2 from the free throw line.
So out of the timeout, getting to the line, stretching the lead back up to 8 with 4:41 to play.
Ohio State. Novick with the basketball. Works it to the right side of Blessing. Back to Novick. Novick looking for Hall underneath. Ciccaroli. Ciccaroli on the drive. Takes it back to the wing. Brings it between the circles to Novick. Sutherland left side. 3-point good.
And a great shot there after the ball moving around the perimeter. Sutherland, and we needed that one. Lead now down to 5. 51-46.
She has 9 points tonight coming on 3 three-pointers. Down low. Shot blocked, and they'll call the foul and 2 shots.
A little too much contact.
Hall. So Hall picks up her first. But up. I think they're going to call it on
They're going to call it on Novick, and that's it for her.
Yeah, she fouls out. Wow.
And that's a big loss for Morehead State with 4:10 left to play.
Fouls out with 5 points, only played 17 minutes. Tonight.
Right, and we've missed her. She was a big factor the other night in the Marshall win.
Brown to the free throw line, the first one up and good. ETSU. 7 of 10 from the free throw line. Nope, excuse me, 8 of 11. Make that 9 of 12.
Yeah.
From the free throw line. 53-46. You win close games when you hit the free throw.
You do. It's often one of the big difference makers in a close game.
Morehead State. It's Charles, Blessing, Ciccaroli, Sutherland, and let's see. Barnes. Barnes works it to Ciccaroli on the drive.
Just
throws one up behind the head. No good. That's not even a good shot in a horse game.
Yeah, it hit the top of the backboard, which should have been out of bounds to East Tennessee State, but they came up with it.
Charles comes up with the rebound. We're going to have a scrap here before long. Charles out front. Out of control. That's what it is.
And
Charles. Brings it back out to Ciccaroli. You throw one over your head.
Yeah.
Ciccaroli on the drive. Stops. Jumper. Good. See, that's what you need right there.
Yeah, and a good pull-up jumper. And, again, the lead is 5.
10 points for Ciccaroli.
Yeah. And, again, a big possession here in the game.
53-48 East Tennessee State. Morehead State playing man-to-man. Brown works it off to Thompson. Now to the left side to Beatty. Now to Foley. Foley being guarded by Ciccaroli. Down low, Davis. Davis off her hands, gets it back in to Beatty. Beatty out front, Thompson, right side, Brown. Brown on the drive. 15-foot jumper, no good. Tap out, and it'll be Morehead State gets a break.
Morehead State gets a break. I thought that was a questionable call. It looked like it was out of line.
Well, it was a bad call.
It was a bad call. Okay, not even questionable. It was a bad call.
It was a bad call.
Morehead State.
But we'll take it.
Yeah. And a good defensive possession there to, you know, make them take a shot deep into the shot clock. And couldn't come up with the rebound, but it goes out of bounds off of us to us.
Yep, Moore comes in.
Yeah.
Charles picks it up right at midcourt. 2:45 to play. Charles works it to the right side. Ciccaroli steps back, goes between the circles to the left side. Sutherland gets a screen from King. Out to Charles. Dang, probably need to shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Charles on the drive.
Again, Charles driving and scoring.
Hits it up and good. Charles.
Yeah. They drove against the defense and finally hit a layup. 53-50 down to a one-possession game.
9 points now for Charles. 2:15 to play here in the fourth quarter. Morehead State hosting East Tennessee State. Brown works it from the left to the right side. Cross court. To Foley. Foley stops, goes it down underneath for the block, puts it up, no good, but she'll draw the foul on Charles.
Yeah.
Charles picks up her third. And Morehead State already over the limit here in the fourth quarter.
Right. Over the limit anyway, but it is a shooting foul.
Yeah, have a sub? He's late on the sub.
Free throws. Felix 2 for 2 on the day from the line.
4 points for this 5'7 junior from Lebanon, Ohio. Free throw
and
up.
Hits
good.
The first one. And these are big free throws. You mentioned they're all big at this point.
Yeah. That caps a scoring drought that went 2 minutes and 10 seconds for ETSU.
And drains them both.
When you're a good team, a lot of experience, you hit your free throws. Charles brings it across. Drives. Underneath, puts it up. Wild shot. No good. Now there's a tie up. And what? We'll have a timeout. Morehead State.
And again, I'm not so sure Morehead State had possession of the ball to call timeout, but they give it to them anyway. And we'll see what they draw up here. One of the things, again, they drove the basket. There were open shooters out on the perimeter.
I don't think it matters what you draw up. They're not going to run it. It's wild. It's playground basketball.
Yeah.
1:51 to play here
it's
in the fourth
that
quarter.
Way.
I mean, when Morehead State got close, there were a couple of trips down the floor, but they just threw it up.
Yeah.
One over the shoulder, one down below. You have to be better with the basketball.
Right.
Especially down the stretch.
Yeah.
Seen it all time and time, over and over.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a few women's games.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you have done a few.
I'm the all-time losingest announcer in the history of basketball.
Yeah.
Ask Jaber. We're going to track that down. So, I've done some stinkers.
Is that on your resume?
Yeah.
All-time losing?
All-time loser now. One game, one year I was doing high school basketball, and they were 6-21, and Morehead State was like 5-20. So I was 11-40.
So it wasn't a coaching change that was in order. It was something else.
Oh, I'll tell you, I'll be honest, I have never lost a game. I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
I'm just getting in line. One day they'll have to run out of people.
Yeah.
Morehead State with the basketball, side court left, 1:51 to play. They get it in to Haley Rose, up to Solon. Now to Ciccaroli, lost it for a second, finds Charles. Charles with 12 on the shot clock. Charles drives in trouble, bounces to Ciccaroli, 6 on the shot clock.
And
we'll have an illegal screen. Charles knocks down the ETSU player, and that's because they were rushing with the basketball.
Right, just a little bit out of sorts, and you hate to see that out of a timeout. And again, getting trapped while trying to drive the lane.
Foley will inbound it, 1:37 to go.
Full court pressure from Morehead State.
55-50. They get it across to Foley. Foley brings it down. She's going to be happy dribbling as much time off the clock as she can. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Brown to the free throw line. Brown takes it to the right side. Moore tried to bounce past it. Kicked by Morehead State.
And
this will help ETSU because it'll put 9 seconds.
Back on the shot clock.
Yeah.
A kick ball. Good defense, but, just with your feet.
It hurts the defense who made the play.
Yeah.
20 seconds on the shot clock, 1:17 on the game clock. 5-point game. ETSU with the lead. Going to have to foul. Made want to try to foul.
At this point, play it out. There's 10 seconds to go.
Foley to Brown. Brown steps back. 3-pointer. No good. Charles with the rebound. Charles with 1 minute to play.
Good pass and in transition.
Puts it up and in.
I think that's Morehead State's first transition basket of the entire game. It came at a point when we really needed it. Morehead State still with some life. 55-52, 53 seconds to play as MSU calls timeout here.
Haley Rose with 9 points, 55-52. ETSU. They have not scored a field goal in the final 5:02 of this contest. They've done it most from the free throw line. Of course, ETSU led by as many as 12 early in the fourth quarter at 45-33. That game with 8:43 left to go in this fourth quarter. Morehead State battled back. And it's been one of those games. Morehead State just more consistent offensively.
Yeah.
Secaroli with 10 points. Blessing King with 10 rebounds. I think that is like her third or fourth time that she's had 10 rebounds in a game.
So sort of a reset here. Morehead State with 5 fouls, so any foul will put East Tennessee State on the line. There's 53 seconds left and a full 30-second shot clock, and down 3.
Foley in the backcourt. Goes left side to Beatty. Beatty in the offensive end to Brown. Brown out front to Foley. 41 seconds on the game clock, 17 on the shot clock. To the right side, Moore. Moore goes between the circles to Brown. Brown works right side off the double team, and we'll have a foul.
And a bailout of a whistle here. Not any real noticeable contact.
8 seconds.
On the shot clock, and she was about 30 feet from the basket as she was starting to drive. It wasn't a shooting foul. She was called a reach-in.
So Brown will go to the free throw line for 2 free throws, 30.2 seconds to play.
For all intents and purposes, the shot clock is no longer a factor. So one of these free throws makes it a 2-possession game with no shot clock.
Brown, 3 of 6 this afternoon, make it 4 of 7 from the free throw line.
So Morehead State,
19 points.
Yeah, we'll have no choice but to foul from now on.
Missed free throw, and ETSU almost snuck in and got that rebound.
Yeah. And this will be, they're going to whistle ETSU for a foul here, just their third. And if you're East Tennessee State, you have another foul to give. Do you use it to burn more clock?
Timeout, Morehead State. That's what we'll discuss. And Morehead State will get the selection of where to take it out at midcourt. Yeah. And will be a full timeout. Yeah. 29.5 seconds left. It's ETSU 56, Morehead State 52. Back in 1 minute on the Eagle Sports Network.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Plumbingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Winger Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's $1 bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy 4 styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
29.5 seconds left. The shot clock is off. No more shot clock. Morehead State will have the basketball side court out right in front of their bench. Haley Rhodes will throw it in to Sutherland, who's double teamed. Back to Rhodes. 26 seconds left. They give it to Charles. 56-52. Might want to try to shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Sutherland tied up, bailed out. Foley will be called for the foul.
Right, and that is the fourth team foul, so Morehead State will inbound it, not shoot it, with 19.5 to play.
As you said, a pretty smart foul because he took time off the clock. Charles to Sutherland. Sutherland.
Morehead State has got to get into something.
Charles.
10 seconds.
She drives underneath.
Blocked. And missed.
Blessing King with the rebound. She goes out to Secaroli. No good, and that's it. Horrible.
And that ends the game. Morehead State it took them a long time. It was about 10 seconds before they got any sort of a shot up. They missed it, missed the putback, missed the three-pointer at the end, but even had it gone in, Jason, time would have expired. Just waited a little too long to get into anything. And good win for East Tennessee State.
Yeah, ETSU wins it 56-52. ETSU is now 5-3 on the season. Morehead State falls to 3-5. Next game up, 4. ETSU, Charleston Southern at 6 o'clock on December 6th. On December 11th, Morehead State will host Wheeling, West Virginia at 11 o'clock. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. East Tennessee State hangs on and wins over Morehead State 56-52. With the win, ETSU is now 5-3. Morehead State women falls 2-3-5. ETSU led 16-9 after the first quarter, 31-26 at the end of the first half, 45-33 after three quarters. Morehead State outscored ETSU 19-11 in the fourth quarter, but lose it 56-52. Taking a look at the scoring for Morehead State, it was Sekirolo with 10 to lead the way, 9 points to Charles, 9 points to Haley Rose, 9 points to Sutherland. You had 6 points to King, 5 points to Novick, 2 points to McBride, 2 points to Barnes, Rhodes, Hall, and Hicks all played but did not score. For ETSU, 19 points this afternoon for Brown to lead the way, the only double-figure scorer for the Buccaneers. 8 points to Davis, 6 points to Beatty, 6 points to Foley, 6 points to Thompson, 4 points to Downing, 4 points to Moore, and 3 points to Southern. Final numbers for Morehead State University. The Eagles 19 of 56 overall from the field, 7 of 19 from three-point land, and 7 of 8 from the free throw line. For ETSU, 19 of 51 from the field, 6 of 20 from three-point land, 12 of 16. That was the difference. Morehead State had 19 field goals. Morehead State had 7 three-pointers, but it was ETSU having 12 free throws. 12 of 16 from the free throw line, Morehead State 7 of 8. Morehead State out-rebounding ETSU 34-33. Morehead State with 11 assists, 15 turnovers, 8 steals, 1 block, and 4 steals. Let's see, yeah. For ETSU, they finished with 7 assists, 12 turnovers, 6 steals, and 3 blocks. Biggest lead was 12 by ETSU. It was in the third quarter. Morehead State led by 1, and that was early in the game. Lead changes 2, ties 2, Morris Head led for a whopping 37 seconds in this contest. Drew, your final thoughts?
Just another, you know, game where the effort was certainly there. I like a lot of what we did defensively, and you feel like we're just a few, you know, small adjustments away from being able to win these types of games. You going through everything, one of the things was that from the first media timeout in the first half, from that point on, Morehead State outplayed them. And then to start the fourth quarter down 12 and to fight their way back to where they were really in a position to win, getting it down to one possession with less than a minute to go, we're close. We really are.
All right. They'll be back in action on the 11th of December, taking on Wheeling, West Virginia here at 11 o'clock. Stay tuned. Chuck and Drew will be bringing you the boys' action, the men's action, as Morehead State hosts Chattanooga. For everyone involved with Eagle Sports Network, Hunter Hurst for the game notes, Ian Corbin from the producer, Jared Stacy, Dean Harden, Kelly Wells for all the help. Once again, your final score, ETSU 56, Morehead State 52. For everyone involved, I'm Jason Bland. Until next time, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.